Okay, the phone rang, and I put you on stop because I wanted to see if the phone call was one I wanted to answer. It wasn't. So we're now back, but unfortunately I had ended the first recording, so I'm starting another recording. So I'm saying here again, let's go back to the beginning of this one. I'm selecting the state, the sum of your goal from Donna. I'm grouping by state. Okay, so that gave me the three states. And now I'm saying, now that I've formed these groups, I only want to see the states that have a sum of year goal greater than 1,000. Well, the only one that meets that criteria is Massachusetts, so the only one that I see is Massachusetts. The next group is going to be looking at a series of tables because we're now back to going in and looking at the next thing, which is multiple tables, the next handout, which is multiple tables. I am going to have a group of tables, including a donut table, and the version I'm using is Donut 2011, a donation table, and a drive table, which are named Donation 2011, Drive 2011. The one thing that I did here that I don't usually do, and it was a mistake, but I decided to keep it because it makes a point, is that the ID number in Donor 2011 is D ID number. And when you look down at Donation, you will see that the donation ID number is just ID number. Usually I make those the same. Helps me to keep track. But in this particular case, one DID number is going to be compared to ID number. Okay, so I've got these three files. The primary key on Donor is the DID number. And everything on that table relates directly to that primary key of the DID number. Then the next table is the donation table. I can't make the ID number the primary key because I want donations from more than one person. So my primary key ends up being the ID number, the drive number, and the contribution date. Arguably, I don't need the drive number in there, but I decided to have it. So I've got the ID number, the drive number, and the contribution date. The ID number in donation relates to or links to the DID number in donor. Then I have a drive table, and the drive table has a drive number, which is the primary key. And all the data on the drive table is going to relate to that primary key. The drive number links over to the drive number on the donation table. So the link between donation and drive is based on drive number. Now, looking back at donation, donation has a three-part primary key: ID number, drive number, contribution date. Any data that is on that table has to relate to all three components of the primary key, and contribution amount does. Contribution amount relates to a particular ID number that gave the contribution to a particular drive number on a particular date. And if you think you're going to get more than one contribution in a particular day to a particular drive, you buy a particular person. You can always use the time in there. Okay, so these are the three tables.